It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. With just over 4 months to go until the November presidential election, a new Marquette University Law School poll says that President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are in a dead heat among registered voters here in the state.
We have analysis now on the survey results, along with a look at Wisconsin issues. This poll explores how registered voters feel about toxic PFAS chemicals contaminating water supplies. Charles Franklin is a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll. Charles, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Good to be with you again.
Good morning. So before we unpack your new survey, I want to ask you about the significance of debates. The new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, it says most U.S. adults had planned to watch some element of last night's debate between President Biden and former President Trump. So do debates have an effect on polls?
Well, in general, they have not had huge effects. There have been specific cases where someone makes a grossly bad statement that have mattered. But I think last night's debate was one-sided in the reaction to Joe Biden's performance. CNN did an overnight poll that showed two-thirds thought Trump had won, just one-third Biden had won. That's a very lopsided result, and I think it shows that the consensus, even among Democrats, was that it was not a strong performance for Biden. I think right now we're seeing a lot of Democratic reaction, relatively panicked about Biden's performance. It's hard to judge how lasting this is over the next few days. Does it calm down or does that concern build? Those are things that we need a few days to take a deep breath and see how it goes. The CNN poll did, which was of debate watchers, that's important. These are people who were motivated enough to tune into the debate, is it didn't shift the vote choice of very many people, even though it was seen as a very lopsided performance favoring Donald Trump.
Okay. Now looking to your new poll, finding President Biden and former President Trump tied in a head-to-head matchup with registered voters, how does this compare to polls in previous months?
Yeah, we've seen over the last 6 months of polling, we've seen the race stay within about a two-point margin. Trump has been up by one or two. Biden's been up by two in this latest one. If we look at likely voters, it's dead tied with registered voters. But if you average the results over the last four polls, it's a tie again. And so I think the close race is holding up without much movement since last fall when we started asking about the presidential race. Also, when you include third party candidates, Trump has a 3-point lead in this latest poll. That shows the third-party candidates pulling down Biden's relative advantage from a tie to a 3-point Trump lead. So third-party candidates are making some difference in that case.
Because you put together this hypothetical six-candidate race, and when you look at that hypothetical, the numbers change.
They do. And interestingly, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is at 8% in this poll. But that's down from 13% two months ago and down from 17% in January. So you are seeing some declining support for Kennedy specifically. The other candidates, Stein and West and now the Libertarian Oliver, are all getting very low single-digit support, which makes it very hard to see if there's any trend for them.
So this poll is the first since former President Trump was found guilty in New York on felony hush money charges. What did the survey respondents say to that verdict?
By and large, they agreed with the verdict. 55% said they thought Trump was guilty, but 36% say he was not guilty. The jury made a mistake. And then over 10% say they don't know. We saw a little bit of movement in, what do you think the appropriate punishment should be for Trump? And there, 36% say he should be sentenced to jail, but a larger percentage, 49%, say he should get something less than jail, either no penalty at all, which is the choice of of about 26% of the public, and then a fine and probation with about a dozen points each. And again, a fair number of people who say they don't know. I think in general, we're seeing those things line up with what people thought before the verdict came in. In our May poll, we saw 54% who said they thought he had done something illegal. That was before he was convicted, before the trial was over.
Mm-hmm.
In this poll, we see 55% who say they believe he was in fact guilty. So almost no change in the percent seeing him as guilty in this case.
In terms of what issues matter most to voters, you looked at respondents in this poll saying that Trump is better on immigration and border security, the economy, and the Israel-Hamas war. Biden seen better on abortion policy, healthcare, and Medicare, Social Security. What issues are most important to these respondents for deciding what they do at the ballot box?
Yeah, the economy still ranks as the top, 31%, followed by immigration at 19, abortion policy at 15, and Medicare and Social Security at 12. The other issues are down in single digits. You mentioned Trump has an advantage on immigration, the economy, and the Israel war. Biden has the advantage on Medicare, healthcare, and abortion policy. That's been very stable. We haven't seen much change in that over the last 6 months. What is striking, though, is between 13 and 25% say they don't see any difference between the two candidates. So that's a large percentage who really don't think they differ much on the issues. That was one of the things that the debate might have clarified last night, but I think with the focus on Biden's performance rather than the substantive issues that were talked about, it's probably unlikely that the debate clarifies those differences between the candidates.
We're talking about the latest Marquette Law School poll with its director, Charles Franklin. Charles, I want to turn to PFAS, an issue that is so central here in Wisconsin, and you have some new poll data there about concerns over PFAS and in the water supply. What did you find?
We've seen a bit of an increase in concern over the last 2 years. We've asked this every year in June, and The people who say they're very concerned or somewhat concerned was at 61% in June of 2022. That's climbed just a little bit to 68%. But the percent not at all concerned has dropped more from 18% down to 5% now. So I think there's a broad concern over 60%. That's increased a little bit. But also the percentage of people who don't have any worries about it has gone down quite a bit. We also asked whether this was something that was an issue only in a few parts of the state, in particular parts of the state, or whether it's something that's a worry statewide. And we see a substantial number of people who say, it's a statewide concern, 62%. Only 16% say it's mainly a problem of just isolated parts of the state. And I got to say, 22% said they don't know how widespread the issue is.
I wonder how might PFAS compare to other environmental issues you would ask respondents about and how PFAS would compare?
I think PFAS is interesting because it is pretty widespread in the state. It is not just a few isolated places, but it's also a direct concern about your drinking water, which we take for granted, but then get much more specifically concerned about. We do see a little bit higher levels of concern in areas where there has been widespread reporting of contamination, for example.
Yeah.
But when you look at other environmental issues, it's more of a challenge to compare those. A lot of environmental issues are widespread. The biggest one example would obviously be climate change and global warming. That's so non-specific to particular places that it doesn't really vary whether you live in one town or a different part of the state. With PFAS, there is a little bit more of the personal connection and the concern that, or the thought that maybe something should be done about that. So in Wausau, for example, we saw changes to the city's water supply in order to deal with the PFAS issue.
Just a little bit of understanding here, the roadmap in the future, as you know, polls here are point in time analyses. What is your future hold roadmap for, polling as we get closer to November 5th?
Yeah, I think I may talk about what substantive things there are that the debate last night really played to Biden's worst characteristic, the 76% that think he's too old to be president. So there's a lot of focus on that. But both candidates have real flaws. For Biden, overwhelmingly, it's being too old. But for Trump, it's the perception that he's behaved corruptly. 61% say that. And 60% say Trump doesn't have the right temperament to be president. Those were two things that helped Biden. But the age issue is a very big one for Biden, and the debate probably just exacerbates that. The other is the perception that Biden does not have a strong record of accomplishments as president. Only 43% think he does. 57% think he does not.
And
again, the debate, aside from style, didn't do anything to improve that.
Charles, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Charles Franklin, professor of law and public policy at Marquette University, and directs the Marquette Law School poll.